from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
And then I look at Malik Mustafa, another late-round pick. I think he's going to work. I mean, Tig Brown worked, right?
Yeah.
He's a good player. But I think the reason why all these things work is consistency year over year. Doesn't mean your philosophies can't, you know, slightly evolve and your principles can slightly change. But I think being in that system for that long, it makes it easier in the later rounds because you know what you're looking for. Tom Brady was talking about just college football in general. Yeah. And I'm looking at all these quarterbacks. Penix was drafted this year. He played at two programs. Bo Nix was drafted this year. He played at two programs. Played a lot of football. Both these guys, a lot of starts. You know, Caleb Williams played at two programs. Played a lot of football. Brock Purdy played a lot of football at one program, but played a lot of football. And I'm just looking across the landscape, and I think that reps and snaps and the amount of games played now matters more than almost ever.
Has it always mattered, though? I feel like it's always mattered to a certain point.
I mean,
like playing in big-time college football, like I think, you know, people are going to think Andy Dalton, he's just mediocre. But Andy Dalton had a long NFL career. And
He had a great career.
But I go back to TCU, and that year TCU went to the Rose Bowl. Andy Dalton played a lot of football at TCU where I thought, boy, he's used to the bright lights. He's used to playing in front of 80,000. Those little things matter to me. Now, not everybody's not going to hit. There's a lot of busts that come out of these big-time programs. There's no doubt about
Fields
that.
Fields played a lot of football. But Fields, you know, Stetson Bennett played a lot of football. I mean, now, Mac Jones, one year, essentially, as a starter at Alabama, even though he was there in that system a very long time. I think Alabama's a great example of a program, right? Like they bring, and the transfer portal has changed a lot of things. But listen to what Tom Brady said here regarding quarterbacks. As we just look at all these rookies and we think about Purdy and everything that's going on and the Niners system, I found this to be one of the more interesting quotes about the game of football currently at both levels.
There used to be college programs. Now there are college teams. You're no longer learning a program. You're learning a playbook. And the program is ultimately like in Michigan. For me, that was a pro style program. 5 years I got to learn how to drop back pass, to read defenses, to read coverages, to be coached. I had to learn from being seventh quarterback on the depth chart to moving up to third to ultimately being a starter. I had to learn all those things in college. That was development. Then I went to New England and I was developed by Coach Belichick and the offensive staff there. I didn't start my first year. I think it's just a tragedy that we're forcing these rookies to play early. But the reality is the only reason why they are is because we dumbed the game down, which has allowed them to play. It used to be thought of at a higher level. We used to spend hours and hours in the offseason and training camp trying to be a little bit better than next year. But I think what happens is it discourages the coaches from going to deep levels because they realize the players don't have the opportunity to go to a deep level. So they're just going to teach them where they're at.
So I 100% agree with that. First of all, I'll start at playing rookies in their first year. I'm always cool with sitting a rookie for his first year, just learning and watching. Learning and watching, learning how to be a pro, learning how to break down film, learning how to practice, learning how to be around a professional quarterback, and okay, this is what he's seeing on a day-to-day basis. Let me stand next to the head coach while he call plays. Perfect example is Patrick Mahomes. He was able to sit for a season, and it did wonders for him.
They had a serviceable starter, though.
You got to bring in a veteran.
Was serviceable.
He was, but I don't even care if he was a serviceable. Get a veteran in there. Steve DeBerg was starting ahead of Joe Montana, for crying out loud, and he was serviceable for a long time. But I just need a quarter. I would, no matter what, I need my rookie sitting for a year. I'm with Tom.
So if you're Caleb, but like, okay, let's play the other side. So like, Caleb's got the kid who played last year at the end of the year, right. Who's very young in front of him. They got the tattoos. What's
I need a veteran
or something.
Yeah, but more so, I would need a veteran. I'd get a veteran.
Even with Caleb?
Even with Caleb.
And the rookie wage scale and everything that you got even, going.
See, you're rushing these guys into it.
He's played
ruin their careers. He's played a lot of football, but he's played in the Pac-12, right? Do they have sophisticated defenses? You know, you're playing at Oklahoma in the Big 12. Is the Big 12 known for having sophisticated defenses? Not necessarily. That's why I helped Mahomes to come from the Big 12.
Pac-12 was really good last year.
Pac-12 was solid.
It was probably the best year they had.
It was solid.
15 years.
It was solid, but that doesn't mean that I want to play a rookie.
Washington, Oregon, they were really good programs last year.
I'm with him. I'm with him on benching rookies for their rookie year. I think it's going to help Penix Jr. to sit for a little bit of time. But that's on the team to bring in a serviceable organization, serviceable veteran to let that rookie watch. Like, Caleb Williams may have his up and downs.
What about C.J. Stroud? So, like, C.J. Stroud didn't sit behind anyone last year, and their situation was very unique, right. And they had David Mills, who had it was a carryover from prior.
There's exceptions to the rule, right, in today's game and age because the game is different.
That's a great point. The
game is completely different from when Tom Brady played in the 90s to where we're at in 2024. The spread offense is taking the NFL by storm. I mean, everything's wide open, spacing, motion, all over the place. That's why offensive line play has been so down, because it's like, I think they've had to make the biggest transition, not necessarily quarterbacks or wide receivers, offensive linemen, because they're playing in these four wide receiver sets, and they're in a two-point stance where you get to the NFL, at some point you're going to have to put your hand in the dirt and fire off the football. Offensive line play has been down, I think, so much because of the college system, where quarterbacks and receivers have had an easier time adapting to today's game. But I do still subscribe that I would prefer a rookie to sit and watch, even with the rookie scale. Just watch and learn the game. Learn how it is. Now, you're going to have exceptions to the rule, like, defensive ends are a little different, right? We've seen defensive ends come in. Javon Curse, for crying out loud, pops right up. The freak, right?
Yeah. You're not going to sit Miles Garrett.
No, you're not going to sit defensive ends.
No, but I think at the quarterback position, it's very interesting. And I look at Brock Purdy looks seasoned. Like, whether he's unbelievable or whether, you think he's just really, really good but not great, fine, whatever. You can tell the guy's played a lot of football, a lot of football. And I'm looking at some of these guys like Bo Nix. I watched Bo Nix. I know I'm all over the place on this, on Bo Nix, but I watched him. I'm like, yeah, he's played a lot of football. And Sean Payton's been doing this a long time. He knows what he's looking for.
You know,
makes it easier.
Thinking about what I just said here, Ed, going back to Trey Lance, not to make it a Trey Lance conversation, but I was in a belief that with Trey Lance not having played a lot of football at North Dakota State, that sitting him behind Jimmy, maybe he wasn't ready to start from day one. But I thought he should have started from day one because he just needed to play.
So
he needed to adapt. And with that team, look, I didn't look at that team as an NFC championship bound team. I thought they would struggle early on, and they did struggle early on, but Jimmy helped turn it around, and they ended up in L.A. But at that point, Trey Lance, considering the lack of football he played and the inexperience, I was thinking, boy, he needs to play right away.
Well, what about like Drake May? So like Drake May is in New England right now. He's really only played a couple years with Carolina, and now he's in New England. They have Brissett, who has about 50, give or take, career starts. We know what Brissett is, and at some point, he's probably going to get benched, and they're going to go to Drake May.
I would start Drake May. What do you have to lose in New England?
Well, he could get hurt.
You know, he could get hurt. I mean, he could get hurt anyway. I mean, he could get hurt anyway.
Even if they're
good. We know what Jacoby Brissett, and if you're that team in that program, and I don't want to sound like I'm contradicting myself. Look, my preference is to sit the guy. But each situation, as you said, is different. That situation in New England, Patriot fans have no hope right now.
No.
You go out there and watch Jacoby Brissett. That is frustrating.
That is boring. That reminds me of Brian Hoyer.
Right. Don't you want to just see a glimpse of the future, see some flashes?
For sure.
It's such a situational thing because I'm sure when Trey Lance came out, were both of you on the camp of he should start immediately?
Yeah, I wanted because he needed to play.
That's the thing.
He needed
and
reps.
He still hasn't gotten those reps yet.
It's the chicken before the egg. Like I go back and forth depending on the situation. So great point. Like Michael Penix. Michael Penix is ready to play right now, and I think he can help them win.
Yep.
That's why the Kirk Cousins thing is all over the place. I'm like, no, you can't sit Michael Penix. He's already 24 years old. I think he should be playing.
But I will say this about both directions. And with Trey Lance, we were so down on Jimmy, and it felt like the head coach was down on Jimmy.
That's true.
And it was like, dude, you traded heaven and earth for the number 3 overall pick. Let's roll here. Now, Penix, I will say this about Penix. I know a lot of people are high on Penix, and maybe I'm putting too much stock into one game. But the Michigan Wolverines last year, and hell, right now, I think Wink Martindale is now their defensive coordinator, the Michigan Wolverines. They run a sophisticated defensive set. They run a very sophisticated defense, pro concepts all around the board. And maybe it's too much stock into that one game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
But I saw Michael Penix hit some happy feet in that football game. I did. I he got hit. He was a little off with some of his throws. He threw a pick right out of halftime. He was confused. He was dazed at times.
A lot of great quarterbacks.
They have bad games. But it was a glimpse of like, maybe he needs a little more seasoning.
Well, okay.
And so I don't think it's the worst thing in the world to say, sit Michael Penix for a few starts here behind Kirk Cousins to learn and see the speed of the game. You just pay Kirk Cousins all that money.
Well, I think that's the mistake that they're looking at now. This is from April, and it's playing itself out in real time. It's so situational. But like Stetson Bennett played a lot of football, a lot, and was huge on huge stages. Nobody thinks he can play.
No, it's.
But I do believe, to Tom Brady's point, in like when you're evaluating these players going from college to the pros. Sean Payton's talked about it. McVay's talked about it. There's so much bubble screen and you're going to throw to this guy right here and there's nobody else you're going to look at. They wipe a lot of that away when they're doing these evaluations. Yep. And you don't have a lot of like pocket quarterbacks or I guess dropbacks for pocket quarterbacks to evaluate. It's so difficult. The hashes are different. Just the way defenses are very, very different. I find it very fascinating that Brady came up in a different era and then he played in this era where all the rules are now skewed toward offenses. It's very interesting. Like Jaden Daniels this year. He was really like, he had one monster season. He played a lot of football. He played at Arizona State, played at LSU. He had a monster year. And he looks really good. But if you told me he struggled this year, I wouldn't be surprised.
No, he's a rookie quarterback in the most difficult league in the world. Yes. I mean, he's going to see defenses he's never. Alabama may run pro concepts at times, but they don't have pro athletes, right? They have great college athletes who become pros, but boy. He's going to see things from the New York Giants. He's going to see things from the Philadelphia Eagles. He's going to see things from all over the league that he's never seen before. And yes, there will be struggles. Now, you got to have patience. I think that's the one thing that this league doesn't have anymore. And the fans.
Totally agree.
We see 1 year of a quarterback and he struggles and it's like, let's move on.
Bryce Young has no talent around him. We don't think the coaching is any good, okay? And we're ready to throw him out. He was a baller in college.
Yeah, no, in high school, played at Matter Day. He played at the top level in high school, top level in college, and he was awesome. He needs weapons. I think back to Ben Roethlisberger. If he had the first couple years he had in today's game, people would have been ready to run him out of town. Go look at his numbers. I think he threw for more than 200 yards once as a rookie. They still advanced to the AFC Championship game.
Mac Jones had picks. a better statistical rookie season than Ben Roethlisberger.
Ben Roethlisberger in the Super Bowl really struggled. Like Jimmy Garoppolo in Super Bowl 54 had a better Super Bowl than the one Roethlisberger won against the Seattle Seahawks. Stats-wise, he was better. But the Steelers understood. Running game, defense, our quarterback will grow with time. But by the time Ben Roethlisberger won his second Super Bowl, he did it with his right arm, making great plays. Now he had to help with the greatest play in Super Bowl history, in my opinion, with James Harrison and the 98-yard interception return. It's one of the great plays all time. But he had to grow into being that leader. Same thing with Tom Brady. That first Super Bowl with Tom Brady, he had the game-winning drive. They scored 20 points. They played a very conservative brand of offensive football. So if you do start your rookie, don't put too much on his plate. Like Tom said, simplify the game.
Do you think there's a lot on Brock's plate?
I think he's starting to get fed a little bit more. Early on, hey, you're going to throw it to this spot. You just do what you do. But I think as the season went on last year, more did come onto his plate. Now, can he handle it at a high level? We shall see. By the way, Andrew Filippone from our sister station out there, 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. He'll join us at 9.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.